focus, his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Democratic Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says his major goal is accountability. Republicans are focused on an alleged anti-Trump motivation in the Mueller investigation. Mueller again cited what he called systematic and sweeping Russian actions in 2016 meant to benefit Donald Trump. More from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Early in an extraordinary hearing before a House panel, Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler asked Mueller about what the president's repeatedly said.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Mueller telling the panel his report did not clear the president of obstruction. Democrats hope having Mueller lay out some details of the probe will reignite American interest and hurt the president's reelection prospects. Doug Collins and Republicans are highlighting Mueller's conclusion that there's no evidence the Trump campaign conspired with Russia.
And nothing we hear today will change those facts.
Mueller's a reluctant witness, offering several terse one-word answers and speaking haltingly in his most extensive public appearance since ending the probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Mueller denied President Trump's claim that he was upset at not being offered the job of FBI director, a claim the president has used to suggest special counsel bias against him. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, has been tweet-storming, criticizing both Mueller's credibility and Judiciary Committee Democrats. The U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say Facebook has agreed to pay the largest civil penalty ever on the issue of data privacy, $5 billion. The agreement also provides that the social media platform will institute what are called robust new protections of user information. All of this, the government response to charges that Facebook had misled users about the extent to which third-party application developers could access users' personal information. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Justice Department says it is opening a sweeping antitrust investigation in a big technology company.